While many military units are finding out this week that their tours of duty will be extended, the Army Reserve's 652nd Engineer Company is back home. They spent 14 months in Iraq, and the Army says the company suffered more casualties in Iraq than any other Army Reserve unit, 4 killed and at least 15 wounded in hostile action. NPR's David Shaper reports on their homecoming in Ellsworth, Wisconsin.
More than good home-cooked meals, more than a round of golf or a softball game, more than anything else, 31-year-old Army Specialist Joseph Velasquez says he missed simple, everyday moments with his family. Like being there when his 10-year-old stepson Christian comes home from school through the front door of their small duplex in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Velasquez returned last week from active duty with the 652nd, stationed near Bakuba, about 35 miles northwest of Baghdad. The company's expertise is building bridges, but after initially helping construct one bridge across the Tigris, Velasquez says the unit's duties began to change.
We did a lot of guard duty. We had people go on raids, a lot of convoys.
Velasquez says they weren't trained for the new assignments, but they handled them well. Those serving on guard duty occasionally came under attack, as did those going out on raids to find suspected insurgents. But most dangerous, Velasquez says, was working transportation. A rocket-propelled grenade attack on a convoy last July killed Sergeant Daniel Gabrielson of Frederick, Wisconsin, on a road that soon became known as RPG Alley. And Velasquez says just as dangerous were IEDs, improvised explosive devices, also known as roadside bombs.
I actually got hit with an IED on November 6th. We never saw it. We were heading north on a mission, and we were rolling through town. Next thing you know, I see a bright flash.
Velasquez says he was lucky, suffering only minor wounds. Another specialist from the 652nd, 23-year-old Bert Hoyer of Ellsworth, was killed by a roadside bomb last month, just days before the unit would pack up and head home. Cassandra Unser knew Hoyer well. The 20-year-old company cook from unincorporated Arkansas, Wisconsin, is sitting in the Corral Bar and Riverview Grill in the neighboring town of Durand. Wearing baggy pants, a yellow sweatshirt, and a never-ending smile, Unser looks anything but military as she recalls the sound of mortar shelling of her base camp.
You'll be able to tell. If you're in them enough, you'll be able to tell the incoming from the outgoing. And you just listen and you can tell when it's incoming and you, like, run. You grab your and you run for the bunker.
Two members of the 652nd, Staff Sergeants Thomas Christensen and Stephen Hattimer of Marquette, Michigan, were killed in one such mortar attack on the base Christmas night. Unser says she had mixed feelings about the reasons for going to war in Iraq, and while over there, wondered if her unit's work was making a difference in the lives of the Iraqi people.
We'd be doing some good, and then all of a sudden, you know, camp would get mortared, and we'd just, like, all we're trying to do is help you people.
Unser says she had good experiences with many Iraqi people in and around Bakuba, and she says she's matured quite a bit from the 18-year-old girl who shipped out 14 months ago. Now that she's home, Unser says she tries to avoid news coverage of Iraq as much as possible.
I was over there. I don't want to know really what's going on anymore because it just bothers me. Just seeing all these guys getting killed and everything like that. I just can't take it. I don't want to deal with that any longer.
Unser, Velasquez, and other members of the 652nd say they're glad to be home. Some of them say they won't re-up the reserves when the time comes, but will remain close with one another, saying that the unit bonded into a family in Iraq. Unser means that literally, as she became engaged to another member of the 652nd she met while deployed. The wedding is set for next summer. David Shaper, NPR News.